Back out for another day here at the Iroquois County Fairgrounds 2025, just off of Route 49 north of Crescent City, Illinois. Chad Baker, Jesselyn Eisenman for WITY, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. And the week continues to roll on here, Jesselyn. A couple of days down, but a big rest of the week. Have you gotten into any fair food yet? I know we've been really busy here, but is there anything you're looking forward to here?
Well, I have had an elephant ear so far because I just love those so much.
Oh, great. I definitely have enjoyed pork burger here. That's something I enjoy every year, going over and support our Illinois pork producers. And, of course, they always shy away from me from interviews, so that's why you haven't heard them yet. Maybe you could possibly do something. I don't know. We'll see if you have better luck. But always good to make sure that you're supporting those folks, because a lot of the vendors are also local.
Yes, there's a lot of vendors in the commercial buildings. There's two commercial buildings filled with vendors. They have free items to give away. They want people to come to their vendors. So stop by, get the free pencils and candy and whatever else, and support them. If they have an online thing you got to do, then do that, just to support those vendors.
You know, I am a firm believer you can never have too many keychains. You've seen my keys that I pull out of my pocket, and there's like six keychains on them.
No, exactly. And that's how I am with ChapStick. You cannot have too many ChapStick.
That's been a recent development in recent years. Lots of folks have kind of went to the ChapStick as a promotional item, and might meld on a day like today.
Yep, especially the ChapStick with the SPF, and yeah, that keeps the sun off your lips. And speaking of sun, come out here with cool clothes, wear your shorts. It's going to be hot, so bring your fans and drink water. There's some cooling areas. There's a cooling tent over by the bathrooms.
That is important to point out, because that's one of the aspects I love about this fair, is because they do have the misting tent over there by the bathrooms. It gets bigger every year, as everything does here. But you're exactly right. Dress for all weather, because there is the threat of rain this week. There is the threat of heat. There is sunshine. And right now we've got cool breeze. So, you know, I mean, it's going to be a little bit of everything here. But as long as you come out prepared, and if you can get out of the elements for a little bit, enjoy those commercial buildings, that's always fun too. We've got a lot of different shows coming up here this weekend that we want to mention. While we have an opportunity before we dive into the interviews, what all do you have?
Well, at 2:30, I'm excited about this one. It's a livestock judging contest for the 4-H kids, and I think the older divisions get a buckle if you win. So that's kind of cool. I mean, like, everyone wants a buckle, and I think it's a new thing. So come out and support the kids who are doing the livestock judging, because I believe it's new and I'm excited to watch it.
Now, I noticed you have a buckle on earlier, and I have to ask, is there a unspoken contest for how big of a buckle a person can get?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I have buckles of all sizes. I have some big, I have some little, so I don't know. I personally like the bigger ones. I think most people who have buckles prefer big.
Well, of course, the idea behind the buckles is whenever you're riding a horse, it helps. You don't get that kind of that kickback from your saddle, right? I mean, there's a little bit of purpose. It's not just fashionable. There's purpose behind it.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, if you're in trouble and you're in a Western saddle, the horn doesn't go right into your stomach. It goes onto your buckle. So, I mean, yeah, it could protect you very well.
It's not just a trendy look, folks. It is both fashionable and purposeful. So that is something, unfortunately, that the majority of us listeners don't have to deal with. But there again, you know, it is something that you learn here by just listening to us here at WITY. So anyway, we digress. We've got a lot more shows coming up here. And as you mentioned, livestock judging today. You got the 4-H and FFA livestock sale tomorrow. That's always a big event.
Oh, yes. I mean, come and support these kids who are trying to get their animals sold. I mean, there is so much money that goes into the livestock sale. It is unbelievable.
Yes. And, of course, we know that that 4-H group here at Iroquois County, big in numbers. We've talked about it all week. We've had a lot of people showing. If we have a lot of people out here and a lot of head of animals out here, that means there's probably going to be a lot of numbers in that livestock auction. So you can best believe that it's going to be a big one here. Don't forget Saturday night, Chris Cagle in the grandstand along with Craig Campbell. And of course, that's a big country music concert. Two nationally touring artists coming together. And I think there's a lot of excitement for that. There's going to be a lot of people out for that show.
Yes, and another event that's on Saturday is the 3 p.m. goat costume lead class in the show barn. That's always a huge hit. Please come and watch that. Personally, my brothers are going to be in the costume class, and they're going to be so adorable. So come and watch. It's so cute watching those 4-H kids dressing their goats up. It's so cute.
There are so many fun things like that out here that we can't possibly describe the intensity and the fun over the radio. You have to just see it in person. We'll have more reports coming up throughout the day here from the Iroquois County Fairgrounds, the 2025 Iroquois County Fair. For Jesslyn Eisenman, Chad Baker for WITY.